Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's Friday night, and we are live here in Fort Myers, Florida. This is Barn Goddess Barbecue and More, but I'm doing the Friday Night Light Show for Daryl. So it is beautiful here. We are downtown. The ironic thing is I've lived in Fort Myers for 25 years, and like many old cities, you know, the downtown areas get beat up, and they did a revitalization, and they have done a really good job in downtown Fort Myers, and it's really cool. I mean, we're on the Coosahatchee River. It's really cool to see all the people milling around, which never used to happen. So it's going to be fun. Hotter than blue blazes. That's one of the reasons I actually ended up leaving here, but what's interesting, we're at the Yacht Basin, and they've got it really spread out here. We're actually using a city pier where the judges are going to be, and off to one side, you have the backyard and some pro teams on the other side of a little basin. So they've got one of the boys said that they actually have a minute and 45-second walk, you know, as they were kind of clocking them, and then I'm looking over towards where Hot Watcher and Pastor Doug Hughes, they've got to be at least a two-minute walk over there. So we're going to just kind of mill around a little bit. We're going to go over here and, get a chance. You know, my sponsors get an extra day when I get to do this. And so we'd like to thank my sponsors. Talked to Jim today with Pink Smoke Q. He's competing with us. And, you know, nobody took him up on the deal to get an extra $125 off of his class coming up. So don't forget, Pink Smoke Q, he's got a class coming up. And he's got his juice can was hot with Chris Chadwick on Pitmaster. I'd like to thank him for all he does for me. Royal Oak, I use both the hard lump as well as briquettes. CookinPellets.com. Power to the pellets. I use them exclusively for my Rec Check. The Rec Check pellet cooker is actually calibrated to use the CookinPellets.com. So they're very efficient. Super happy with both of those. Thanks to Ray. I'm going to be cooking in Evans, Georgia with Ray here on Memorial Day weekend. And, of course, Mac Daddy Smokers. Absolutely love my, I think it's the MD90. It's just call it the Pit Viper. Really doing a beautiful job for me. Super happy. And, of course, tonight I actually get to have the light on my sign for the first time because from Pirate 50, I had the sign for the last contest, but we didn't have power. So I didn't really want to run it on my generator. So thanks to him and all he does. So anyway, we're going over here to Blazing 7, and we're going to just chat. He's got, hello, Blazing 7.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, where are you guys from?
Inverness, Florida.
Oh, so you're just around the corner from me. And now, you guys have kind of started taking this extremely serious because you're doing back-to-back contests here.
Last weekend was our first weekend off in 9 weeks.
Yeah, you guys are out of control. You got into this. When did you start? I forget.
Our first contest was Winter Haven, Smoke on the Water in Winter Haven, I guess, in February. It was our first one.
And then I saw you guys in Tallahassee.
Which is where we got our first call.
And you were excited, and that was it. You're in.
We're close to that.
Yeah, so I pulled in yesterday, and there weren't a lot of people. Normally, several people pull in on Thursday. So I pulled in, and you guys pulled in. Only to turn around and leave. I mean, come on, man. You guys are out of control.
Well, yeah, I drove, left the internet Thursday morning, drove here, dropped the trailer off, then went to the, met my wife and daughter at the draft party for the bus.
That's fun.
Stayed there till 10 o'clock and drove back here last night.
That's out of control.
Then we got up, went to the beach this morning, and I drove back to Tampa to go do some work.
And there's Vanna. Everybody seems to know the dog Vanna. They have a Weimaraner, and while the girls were at the beach, I offered to take Vanna out to do a little potty break. And I'm walking around, and everybody goes, oh, that's Vanna. I mean, they all seem to really know Vanna. So talk to me about your cookers. You're using the egg. What do you cook on the egg?
Mainly my chicken.
Uh-huh.
I cooked my chicken on the egg. I cooked on a female, I generally start my my rib, get my smoke and stuff on it from there, and I may wrap them and leave them on the primo. It depends on if my long cooks are done on the stump, and then I will leave all on the stumps or sometimes put it up in the primo and the stump.
So let's talk about the primo, because I absolutely love the primos. You know, I've been working. I ceramic cooker to be a sponsor, and I just still don't have a ceramic cooker, but I really like them. This is the oval one, I guess they really call it, right?
Yeah, that's the oval XL. Primo used to make three different sizes. There was a oval junior.
Here, Vanna.
Tomato. Vanna. Everybody knows.
Everybody knows her.
So the oval junior, the Kamado, which is the same size as a large victory egg, and the oval XL. But now this year, they're making a large oval as well, which I haven't seen or put on.
Larger than that?
No,
so that's
an XL.
Right.
So it's in between that and the oval junior.
Okay.
Probably pretty equivalent to the egg, but just an oval size.
Yeah.
The oval is nice because you can, when you put your ribs in a rack or lay them flat, you don't have to throw them up.
Absolutely. Yeah, that makes a huge difference.
Absolutely, because with a round one, you're laying your ribs over. Usually you're closing the flap from the edge of the cooker and got to deal with it, I guess. But we'll get a lot of those.
Yeah. Now, where did you guys come up with Blazing Sevens? Is there a story behind that?
Well, I guess it's because I used to be a big-time poker player. And she always plays slot machines. And there's a slot machine place.
Yes, there is.
I
know that slot machine.
And I shoot craps. So
okay.
I always liked the Michael Goddard stuff with the dice that are on fire.
Sure.
They're rolling stuff. So
that's where you got it. Okay.
Really came up.
Cool. And what's your next contest? What do you got coming up?
Toledo.
Okay.
So we'll get another week off.
Yeah, another week off. Toledo. Okay. All right, so you're getting in a lot of miles. You have a Springdale, which has a toy hauler in the front, which also is a bedroom. So that's it's a little bit different. It's interesting.
A lot different. Which the funny thing is that Tallahassee is going to be my first contest I took on myself. I had a hectic week, working ridiculous hours. I came home Friday morning at like 7 in the morning. I slept for 2 hours. And then I went to go load the stumps in the front of the Springdale. We hadn't had it that long, and it wouldn't fit. The stack is like 6 inches too high.
Oh.
So we didn't take
Well, that's why you have your little thing on the back.
Yeah, so we didn't take the stumps.
Oh.
The big green egg typically was just to stay on the pool deck, and the primo was going to be for competition. Well, I told my wife, I said, go get the egg off the pool
deck. Oh, my goodness.
Because we're going to be using that for this weekend. So
okay.
Our long cook struggled a little bit, but then that week I went and I built the rack on the back.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't quite sure what that was about, and I didn't ask it because sometimes they don't want to ask those kinds of things.
Well, I haven't got around to drilling the rivets out of the top to pull this back off. And make it fit.
And you actually have the stainless steel stump that used to be Dana Hillis's, and whenever I see the stainless steel, you kind of can't help but drool over it, but they only made one, didn't they?
That's the one and only.
That's the one and only.
And everybody tells me, and Dana included, Dana told me, I'll tell it to you, but I get first right of refusal.
Oh, is that right?
And Bull Rush wants to buy it from me. Smoke and Flames, I believe it's down here. He wants to buy it from me, so I guess if I ever need to sell it, or
yeah,
sell it,
I
got plenty of people that
get a little tire issue there going on.
I have two flat tires.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, let's face it, you see stainless and little drool comes to the side of my mouth. So.
Yeah, it's a little dirty right now.
It's okay.
But the back two tires are the ones that won't go flat. So I guess I'm going to stainless put those on there, but just put the non-flat.
Non-flattening ones?
Yeah.
All right, well, good luck. And, yeah, it's fun. You guys are definitely hitting it hard, and you're getting calls. And
yeah, we've got so we've been calling every category and 2 and 4 so far.
Cool.
And that's when we're in 5th place to that 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th. So we're getting there.
Yeah.
Just got to put it all together.
Yeah, yeah. Another way it is. Thanks. Have fun. Okay, so Blazing Seven. Steve Jim McCone over here. He's washing his Looks like he has a little baby dumpster. I don't know. I don't know if he's going to feel like chalking. Oh, he's actually holding out his thing. Hey, Jim, are you, like, really, really busy, or can you talk on the radio real quick? Yeah, I'm doing a live show. We're doing a live show, and I, so we've got Jim from Cowboys Restaurant, and Jim runs the Fort Pierce contest, and you call it
Cowboys Pig Out,
and what time, when will that be next year?
I'm not sure. Sometime in January.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm not sure of the date.
Yeah, well, but that's good. Hey, Clay?
Yes, it should be.
Okay, so he has this contest at Charlotte Fairgrounds, which is great down there in Fort Pierce, except I had to call the police to get out.
Get out of here. Well, you were drinking and driving.
No. No, I was leaving at 3 o'clock in the morning, and everything was locked up.
Oh.
And so I got out to the front. I had to turn around. I got stuck, and I called the police. I got, this is going to sound really stupid. I go, but I can't get out of the fairgrounds. And she goes, oh, my gosh, if that happens once in a while. She goes, I'll send a guy, but it's going to be 20 minutes. So, yeah, I had
no idea. I'm sorry about that.
No, so you're cooking on stump. What I saw was you
put
Henry.
From Budmeister, his stumpster.
Yeah.
It's the prototype that Stump built. It's caterpillar yellow, it looks like.
It does look like caterpillar yellow.
And I'm getting my stretch painted caterpillar yellow.
Oh, you are?
That's hard to say. Truck caterpillar yellow. Caterpillar yellow.
I heard that you were getting that because the Wolf Boys bought my pellet cooker, and they bought Thomas Hendry, and they were meeting Thomas on the road because Thomas was bringing this to you.
Oh.
So I knew when he got this the other day.
Yeah.
So this is cute.
It's cute.
It is cute.
Real
what
cute.
Are you going to cook in there?
Chicken and ribs. I'm going to do my brisket and pork on the stress.
Oh.
And then I've never cooked on this. As a matter of fact, I just loaded it for the first time in my life. So I don't know anything about it. I'm hoping to get it to temperature and cook chicken and ribs on it tonight in the morning.
What's the deal with the...
Well, I'm not sure. Have you ever seen the five minutes?
I have.
I think that's the drip pan, or you might call it a water pan because it's got a valve on it. But this right here...
That's right, because this has the maize in the bottom of it, right?
Yeah. See, I guess you could put water in that. If you want to see, but most pump cookers are dry, or you might call it a drip pan, and then you see the valve for the air. Thomas gave me a, I have the party cube, which I've never used before.
Me neither.
And it's battery operated.
Oh.
I've got to get that all hooked up.
Yeah, but you know, the little stuff, because I got a 223 that I just sold on my big trailer, and as long as the valve was open, it kept perfect temperature. I never put electronics on it. I would think something.
But that's
not...
Because I believe it's going to be so air tight that I don't know.
You can check with Rob. You have one.
I don't talk to Rob anymore.
Something just happened with the radio. It's almost like it's a, I don't know. Oh, you mean since you guys broke his neck?
I don't know. It was something about his neck being broke or going to jail or something.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it's his wife or his family or whatever, but we don't talk much like you. We're broke up now.
Oh, the bromance is over.
The romance.
Well, good luck. Your stretch is pretty, but you're going to paint a caterpillar yellow.
Same color, and see how that says the stumpster on it?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to put the stretch.
All right. Now, this is a huge trailer while we're here. How big is this trailer?
42 foot.
It's really big.
Yeah. I've heard that a lot.
Oh.
About the trailer? Have you been in it?
Uh-huh. So we're going to take a tour now.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And
so this is a smoking area, and then we're going to go into another one.
Oh, this is your kitchen area.
Nice.
Kitchen. You get your killer dog in there.
Yeah. And this
Bloody
Mary, clean, brisket. And here I got my butt.
Well, that's
I'm able to keep everything in this refrigerator.
Yeah, isn't that?
And then, have you been in?
No. No, this is nice. Oh, then you have your big, you have a pretty good sized living quarters.
Yeah, the kitchen is about 12 feet. And then I'm about 8 and 12, and it is a twin. And this is, I've got three flat screen TVs, the stereo throughout, the control here.
Yeah, it's really nice.
I really enjoy
Especially since it's so hot here. And your puppy's with you, and you're looking studly. Yes, you are, honey. Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm going to get on my rant here pretty soon, because I usually rant about the bathroom deal. There's, like, no bathrooms there.
Are you going to the bathroom?
Oh, well, are you going to be up all night?
Well, the door will be unlocked.
Because normally, Terry McKay, if he's here, he's my potty man.
Who's that?
Terry McKay?
The little skinny
girly
boy with the little
skinny boy? Yeah. Yeah, when he's here, then I have a potty. Wow.
I usually have a Spanish girl in my bed for me over there. These Spanish women are starting to get like what? You can't stand on them.
Okay. Never mind. And with that, I'll go off the bat.
Okay.
Oh, now look. So you have a refrigerator and
water,
too.
Yeah, this is for the vodka.
Yeah, well, that's important.
Keep the vodka cold.
It does.
That does sound cold.
It does sound cold.
Then I got to have milk, so there's no juice.
Oh.
It's some fresh fruit. Do you like mangoes?
I'm allergic to them. I love them.
I got them.
You know what? And I love them, and I'm allergic to them. And I really hate that crap when that happens. But anyway. Well, thank you so much for spending some time. How's the restaurant doing?
They're doing well.
They? Do you have them?
Oh,
I thought you just said the one.
Yeah, and you went to the wonderful
kids? Yeah.
And one of the
terrible kids. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
That's a lot to be pulled between.
Yeah. I tell the managers, you know, they tell a lot worse than
that. Wow.
Keep it up, or you're fine.
Yeah, well.
Jackie, you need to go back in there.
You are an adorable little dog. Chickenies and what?
He's just here ready.
Okay. He just hasn't, I don't know, he looks like he's thick and even and badass.
Yeah, full time.
All right.
Thank you very much for coming over here and talking.
Well, thank you. Thank you for letting me come by. It's fun. Okay, so that we're here with, you are Big Daddy Q now.
Big Daddy Q.
Yeah, you're not Cowboy Q anymore.
I can be both.
Okay.
Maybe later on tonight you'll call me Cowboy.
Yeah, okay, whatever. We're leaving. All right, so that's Jim McCorn, and he is the organizer of the Cowboy Sig Out, Halvin Force here, and it's a great contest. But I'm telling you, when I look at this trailer, it is one huge trailer. But, you know, Jim's a big boy, so he needs the space. Okay, so I was going to just drop over here. Oh, look, we could get the Hardens here, but they're all they're over here BSing. There's Gavin. Are you cooking with your dad?
Yeah.
We're here with Book Street people, and you have a new trailer. How are you loving your trailer?
Much a lot.
Yeah,
because
you guys
have
a shower and a bathroom now.
Yeah.
Amen.
Lots of beds.
Well, you don't have to rub that in. Yeah. Okay, we're going to run over here and just say hey to Jim real quick. Pay homage to Jim from Sweet Smoke 2. Pay homage to him in person. You know, it used to be that when you showed up at a contest, everybody went and paid homage to Rub and Dana Hillis. Now that everybody lines up at the door to pay homage to Jim. And the fact is they come and they pay homage and hope to leave with a pink drink.
How are you, Lord?
I'm lovely. I see I've got your butt for done. You're doing your butter thing.
Yeah. Get ready for tomorrow.
Yeah. Get it ready. Line it up.
Yeah.
See, I stick mine on top. I put them in aluminum. He's doing his butter. I put them in a little baby one-pounder aluminum and stick it on top. Oh, yeah, you.
Microwave.
Yeah, you're the microwave boy. I just stick it on top of our cooker. But anyway, so you are a busy guy. And, you know, I already have said to everybody I couldn't believe that nobody took you up on your special deal for the class, which I'm shocked at. Everybody's talking about the class here. What is that little kid?
Oh, Oh, that one's from, that's another good luck charm. I got a little good luck charm here.
You got a little good luck charm?
I got my good luck penny.
Oh, I'm already ahead of the game because I have found 50 cents by the parking meter, by the way. So I'm like, oh, damn, I won already, so it's going to be a good one. Okay, so that's a good luck charm. But anyway, I see people are lining up. You're ready with a deep injection. And is it going to be 2-1 when it comes out, or is it going to be 4-1?
It'll be 4-1.
4-1.
4-1. Okay. I had to super concentrated for the pH because the pork injection, the pork juice has a lot more vinegar than the beef. So, you know, I want to keep it in the plastic bottle, so you have to get the pH down so you don't have to get it to high temperature to bottle it.
Right. Well, and the plastic helps it with freight and everything else.
And it's easier to, you know, when I'm packing it up to ship it out.
Yeah.
It's like,
you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah,
because I get stuff from Pepper Jelly, Texas Pepper Jelly. And, you know, I think about the 5 boxes those guys have to send their stuff out in, you know. But I know everybody's looking forward to having that on the market. We talked about it the other day. 4-1, it feels wrong when you're doing it.
It does.
Yeah, I know. As I'm mixing it today, I'm like, this doesn't feel right, but I get it. I see the difference.
You know, obviously you probably taste it. Because I'm the same way. Even when I mix it up, I taste it. I'm like, yep, that's
what it is.
I
know.
Because, you know, when I first started off with it, it had a lot more water. And then, you know, I wanted to do that, you know, the 2-1, but it didn't work out with bottling. So,
right.
You know, you get more product.
Yeah, you do. And so I'm guessing it's going to increase the
Will
it double the price? Or do you not know
I don't know the price yet. Hopefully, you know, and that's a good question because people ask me the price, and I'm going
to defer to Matt Barber.
Yeah, it just depends on, you know, what it's going to cost me.
Right. Are you going to do that in the half gallon like you do the juice?
Yeah, probably. But, you know, half gallon with that concentrate, that'll last a long time.
It would last a long time.
Because I think right now a 16-ounce, fluid-ounce bottle will probably do 5 to 6 briskets.
Wow.
So,
okay.
So you know, you take a half gallon, four times that.
Yeah, because the stuff you gave me today, I'm going to be taking it to Evan. And I did both my briskets, and again, I'm thinking, I'm going to use all this, but, you know, because it feels wrong, but, I'm excited about it, and I know everybody else is.
I'm feeling good about it. It's done me very well this year.
Well, I mean, you got guys, people are standing, literally, they were standing here, and they're walking away with plastic cups, and it didn't have a paint drink in it, it had beef injections in it. I'm like, wow, yeah, so you got to be thrilled that you're getting that.
I am thrilled. I mean, I am. You know, just with the, you know, we've talked before with the pork juice. It just, you know, it's done very well. And I think with the beef injection, going up against with the other heavy hitters with the beef injections and with the, you know, with the concentrate, I think that's where it's going.
Well, and it saves us the contest. If you don't have, you know, the little bullet, magic bullet.
Right.
I mean, that's the only thing I ever use it
right.
for.
Mix it, you know, you dump it out of the bottle, you
mix
it up,
it.
And you're ready to go. There's no weight.
I just took my little mixer or my measuring cup and just flushed through a few times, and it was all mixed up. It'll be good.
I'm
Are you telling me to go to the bathroom, really?
No.
Well, see, this is a barbecue contest. You got here late today.
Not really. I mean, I like to come in on Thursday night, but, you know, the day job gets in. But,
don't you hate that?
Yeah, I know. We got in, I think, at a decent time today, about 2 o'clock. But, you know, we had some power issues that I had to deal with. And then, you know, going into, you know, people wanting this and, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't look like you were ever going to get to your meat.
No. And I just finished up. I'm actually right now at, what, 7, you know, almost 7:30, and I'm all finished with the meat.
They're going for a shower. They got to pay for the shower tonight. Did you hear this?
Yeah, for tomorrow.
Yeah, well, that's cool. I mean, I need a shower tonight. Oh, but I could have one all day tomorrow. Oh, wait, we have turn-in in the shower. I need a shower.
But, yeah, I'm getting ready to gonna go load my my drums up and get them ready to
I know, I gotta
smoke
that.
Away.
Yep, well, And we do love the juice can. And if somebody wanted to get a hold of you for a juice can, how is that working for free? Are you shipping those all over the place?
Right now it's been pretty much local, or, you know, with my travels within the, you know, the Southeast. And
well, if you need one to go to Georgia.
If anybody wants to, you know, we'll ship them out, but, you know, I got some really good, competitive shipping rates that I can ship out, but it's, right now it's been pretty much, you know, I've been traveling the Southeast here, so we just kind of drop them off wherever.
Yeah, well, that's good. And the race for Team of the Year, you are so far ahead.
No. So far ahead would be 200 points. Against Matt Barber. You never know with that guy.
I know. But we already know he's not going to be at one of the contests you're going to be at. Yeah, and that really helps.
But, it does. But last year, I went to a contest that didn't even get a call. And so I'm not counting my chickens really fast, but, yeah, I got a comfortable lead that I'm, you know, I can't complain, but. Two contests.
I know.
And you know, we're out here cooking with the best teams in the country.
And ironically, there's only 30 teams here, but they're all really good teams.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a crapshoot. You don't know where you're going to fall. So.
Right, exactly.
Anyway, thank you for spending time.
Thanks,
I know it's
Laura.
Always a pleasure, and thank you for your sponsorship. So that was Jim Elzer, Sweet Smoke Hugh. You know, he was on the other night, but it's always great to get him in person to have a little chat. Now, I'm going to try and grab Matt Barber, but he's over there, the S&M and over there. So I'm not going to get over to him. I thought we'd go over and chat with Tattoo Q. They're actually reps that have started cooking, and they've been doing pretty well. Well, here's Dana. Big Papa is Bendy. He's got his, what is that called? He calls it, not a battle wagon, but he calls it, looks like a chuck wagon. So he's all set up. If you're in Fort Myers and you want to have some really good barbecue, you can come by and try Dana. Okay, so I see from Chattooch here, they're, wow, they are way down here. Sunny's also cute here. They've been doing very well, and I'll tell you, Terry McKay wraps the trailer and the truck. The truck rocks, Terry. So if you want to get something wrapped, you can get a hold of Terry McKay down at Custom. Hey, how are you? I was just saying, the truck really looks good wrapped. Yeah, it looks great. You can get a hold of Terry with Custom Sign and Graphics. They do a great job. He is willing to go anywhere. So you could talk to Terry and get a boat wrapped or get a shoot. He does the bases. These are Boys in Blue from Venice Barbecue. Hey, I don't mean to interrupt you. I'll come over there. This is a team that I don't know. So we'll just kind of stop and say, hey, I actually don't know you guys, but we're live on radio worldwide. Anyway, so he's cleaning his chicken from Publix, which is fun. Are you guys new?
It's a new name. We used to be Corky Smoking Barbecue. We're out of Venice. We've been doing since 2009 or 10.
Oh, okay. I guess I just haven't been at a contest with you guys.
Yeah, we normally do the ones, we've only done one down this way. But most of them are all
okay.
So, yeah, we've been around for a while.
And you've got a cute little, it's like a little screen porch, literally, built on a landscape trailer.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cute. And then, is it a stump?
Yeah, it's my own personal stump. And I lost part of my finger building it.
Oh.
The year I built it, I smashed it in a big machine and took part of my finger off.
Oh, well, okay. So when they say you put your heart and soul into it, you at least put your fingers into it.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you cook alone?
Yeah. No, I have another buddy of mine at the cop. He's out actually having dinner with his sister who's got
here. So. I think that's the reason a lot of people came here, because they have people here. I got to have dinner with people that I lived next to for almost 10 years and, you know, really cleaned up the area down here. It was really great. Anyway, have a great time and good luck.
All right, thank you.
All right. So that's the Boys in Blue. And let's see. Oh, Matt Daddy. I don't know where they're at. I saw them earlier for the meeting. They're not here, but I'm trying to get to, oh, no. I stopped at spot, and I think that true buzz view took off. I'm going to pass me in this. Oh, wait, I got the back down. See, they have these two little backwards corners, the ones, the big ones. Hello? Oh, hey, Lua. Come talk. Oh, I heard you hurt yourself.
Oh, I'm getting there.
Yeah, but you pulled the tendon, ripped the tendon, or you are moving.
From the center of the front of your hip down the inside of your groin down the inside of your
hip. It hurts just that. Hearing that.
I can push right here now, and it feels just like the day I did it.
Oh. Yeah, it'll take forever, too, to take care of yourself. Oh, wow.
This is sometimes they don't.
Really?
Back.
Oh,
she goes,
"Get
better after broken."
Oh, I hate my dad to hear that. So you're over here like Egypt. You really are. You're like the well. I haven't made it over to the other side. You're pretty far away here.
We're almost farthest away.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
Yeah. Well, you just a little travesty. Now, did you have both of those?
Yes.
And tell him.
Yes.
I guess I didn't get over the talk yet. And I like that you did this. You actually put the backyard in a tray.
Yeah,
that's pretty flush. Did they do that? Or
no,
did
I did it.
Yeah, that's pretty flush.
Yep.
And are you loving this cooker?
I love this deck. I had that one first. I had the gator first for about 2 years.
That's what called
3 years. And I wanted something bigger. And I started looking, and I'm like, why am I looking? I'm very happy with that.
Yeah.
Buy another backpack.
Yeah. Now, one of the guys on the other far side, they had a backpack. He was telling me that it's almost like a reverse flow setup.
It is.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it absolutely
I guess I didn't remember seeing that.
The,
yeah, yeah, I didn't realize
the,
that.
It comes out of the firebox to the top, and then has to exhaust down at the bottom, smaller holes, etc.
And you do water yours.
Yes.
He doesn't use his with water.
Yes.
You like make a difference?
It's a real good buffer.
Mm-hmm.
If your fire fluctuates, that water really buffers. The temperature seems to stay a lot steady. Some of the guys, I've seen guys put fire brick in there and not water, and they say that works the same because that absorbs the heat.
Wow, I never thought about that. I have fire brick. I mean, I never thought about using that. Because in the juice can, that's kind of funny, I knew to talk to Jim about that. We were using tiles as our heat deflector. Well, all of a sudden, Jim and I both like five tiles back-to-back at contest. And so now I'm using cans. But I never thought about firebrick. I mean, the problem for me is I'm short, so as it is, when I lean in there to get to the basket, it's like I end up with a grief line
across
my gut, you know? So, the firebrick would be really,
yeah.
That's a great idea.
Some of the guys didn't like the water because they cooked faster.
Yeah,
you really got to watch.
Animal.
It's a whole different
thing. Yeah, yeah.
And you really got to watch what's going on with it because your meat starts all of a sudden, you know, this place falling off the bottom.
Really? Now, do you do your big meat for this one? And you do ripping chicken and the little one?
Yeah.
A little more? You've got a little more control?
No. I'll like this one, and I'll do my brisket and my one supplement that I'll let you eat. And then I'll like that in the morning,
okay.
So that's like 45.
What time do you start?
I'll like about 9. We get a full one. Oh,
my God, really?
Yeah, it's over 5.
Really? I want to guess that. No, I want to guess that.
Over 5 gallons.
Will it cool down faster at the end of the cook, too?
Well, if you watch it,
yeah.
It's like your water gets down. If you don't feel like this much in there, you take a bucket of drain, put fresh water in.
Yeah, that's nice.
Right.
Yeah. Well, good luck.
Right,
oh, is she out walking the dog?
Yeah.
I am in the area. We're not leaving till Sunday.
Yeah, we're not either.
Okay, so is that where the, here I'm going to go on the bathroom thing. Is that where the shower is?
It's over there. That's why I've seen everybody have.
I need a shower.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know why they put us here. Because he goes, we're parking everybody in here that wants to leave tomorrow so that they can get out.
I think because we were both.
And then they knew we weren't leaving and they put us in the wrong way, faced into these guys.
Oh, that's what she was saying. These guys are going to have to let them come in. Oh, but you got rid of that.
I'll just put the tailgate up and back up. Let them out if they think. But actually, I don't think they're going to wind up. They got a hotel here. And they go, I just think, is there like, going to stay tomorrow night? We're going to try to get the trailer out of here. Put the speaker.
Yeah, really.
It's not like they can get it.
You know, here's the thing. There was, because I was saying earlier, I'm from here, and, you know, pretty much if barbecue people are listening, everybody at the barbecue circuit is packing. You know, I always joke that we have to worry about getting hit by crossfire, but I felt very secure last night. I mean, they've got cops walking the area, cleaned up so much.
I've seen a couple of bikes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the bike cops.
So where are you going next?
My next trip, no, I'm going to Evans, Georgia. On that stuff. So Ray with the Rex Tech, he's going to come with me.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
So that'll be fun. I'm going to meet Ray for the first time. And
we're going. We'll be in Oviedo, Dutch, and then we're done.
That's the thing. She's going to do Sturgis. Love the Baja story she just told me about. But I'm, you know, it's good thing you didn't do that. Respect your.
I was hurt.
Oh, you were?
I heard this night before.
She goes, he didn't remember.
I remember putting chicken in the box, but I don't remember.
Yeah, you must have been really hurt.
Thank God. Bull Rush loaded it.
Aw.
I didn't even know it.
Yeah, they're Bull Rush, for anybody out there, they are class act family.
They are.
They're super nice people.
And they came over and loaded it.
Aw.
Like, all of a sudden, like, that storm came. I was bad, but I'm like an hour and a half away.
Yeah. Wow. Well, hopefully, don't get too crazy with it.
All right. See you later.
All right. Thanks. Thanks for spending some time with us. Okay. So, I was hoping to see Matt Daddy. We haven't had him visit. Actually, now they're running hoses over there. I guess the next thing would be to go all the way over to the far side. We'll go from one side of Egypt to the other. The cool thing here is with the Yacht Basin, and I miss being on the water. Lots of really nice boats here. At one point in time, I had a business on Fort Myers Beach, and, you know, it's kind of funny. When you live right here at the water, sometimes you don't take advantage of it to the best of your ability, and you find how much you really miss it. Oh, he's got a little stainless steel lead filter on a boat. Oh, sorry. And there's great fishing here. That's something else that I missed. Outside of Vanilla, we go out to Yankeetown, but let's face it, they don't have the same kind of party boats that they have in Fort Myers. You go to the beach, you get on a party boat here. If, you know, a 50-foot boat and there's a bunch of people, you go to Yankeetown, and what they call a party boat is a basically a metal, almost glass boat. It's hilarious, actually. But I have caught grouper with them. Anyway, so we're heading over to the other side, and sorry that it takes me so long to get over there, but that just kind of shows you how they have us so spread out here. I'm in an area where we can't get out and chill. Oh, it's a weenie dog. Hi. Oh, hi. Hi, Ernie. It's okay. Everybody knows. Oh, I have three. I have a fondness for the weenie dog. But, you know, one of the things I learned to do, here's this little old man walking as the weenie dog. You don't want to say, hey, can I pet your weenie? Because you just never know what kind of reaction you're going to get. So, anyway, really cute little dog. The other thing that's happening here in Fort Myers, the ROTC had a huge thing going on last night. And now I guess one of the schools must be doing their graduation because there's people taking graduation pictures. Just cannot get over how they change this place. Okay, so we're going to go over to Everglades Barbecue Company, which I don't know these guys. They've got like a 20 by 20 tent. Actually, it looks like, and they're not here, looks like they're set up to do a catering job. So I'm not sure what that's all about, but they're not here. I was kind of left to chat with them a little bit. Yeah, they must be getting ready to do a catering job. They're saying they got a Pepsi cooler. Okay, so I'm over to the far side. Oh, here's another one. Today there's a new team, and it's Master. I can't. Master Basters. Anyway, everybody got a kick out of that. Ziggy Dick's Barbecue. Oh, okay. And I lost. Yeah, see, there's a bunch of people over here I don't know. Ghost on Smoke. Oh, we got a new logo going on over here. So, oh, you're eating. I thought I'd come over and see what you got going on. You got a new logo. Ghost on Smoke. Was that on there before? I guess I just didn't see it. Wow. So you've got your baby ball. And I just left Jackson Barbecue. They've got some backwoods. And he was telling me that 5 gallons of water goes to the door. That's a potload of water.
That's one of the bigger ones.
He's got, well, he's got a little one.
Down on the front.
Maybe he's got the tall one.
Put a
are you doing your whole cook on that?
Yeah.
Oh, you're only cooking two. I'm going to do this out there. Yeah, that's dead. Okay. Yeah, because now we're here with Ghost on Smoke, and he's using his dad's zone, but he has a stainless steel Viking. A little bit of drool comes to the side of my mouth when I see it. Is it in here? Oh.
Oh,
is that what that is? Oh, it wants to come out and play, man. Yeah, you guys are over here. So how much time does it take to get there? Got it? Yeah, I mean, you're about as far away from me. What time will you start your deal? Oh, yeah, because it's going to come hot and fast, aren't you? Wow. Are you staying here?
Yep.
Or I don't know if you were working out and going. All right, well, good luck. We'll see you later. I just want to kind of walk over. Yeah. All right, I'll see you over there. Yeah, this is kind of wild. Now, the one good thing that they have here is there's two ways for the teams that are on the far side to go around. Yeah, there's two ways to go, so they're not going to be running into each other. And they actually expect a pretty good-sized crowd tomorrow because they do a bike night here in Fort Myers, and tomorrow's the last one for the season. So they're kind of anticipating that it will be long. Anyway, we're going to close up for the night next week. Super excited on Tuesday. I finally get Danny Krugel to be on the show. He's in Hawaii, and you know that part of my goal is to get as many states during a year. And so Danny's agreed to be on the show next week. I tried to get him last year, and he just never seemed to be able to work it out. So really excited to have him on. So you can join us on Tuesday, regular time, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Barn Dash Barbecue and more. And again, I'd like to thank my sponsors, Sweet Smoke Food, Mac Daddy, Smokers, Rec Check Pellet Cookers, CookinPellets.com, Royal Oak, Charcoal, and of course, Pirate 50, Custom Artwork. Then there's all kinds of people here taking pictures down at the lake. Oh, I think there's even a wedding going on down here. Yeah, this is a success for Fort Myers. I'm really happy to see that they revamp the downtown area, and more importantly, people are using it. So, really excited for them to have done that. And it was a great place to live. And with that, as I watch people taking pictures of everything, it's really cool. I love the water. Anyway, good smoke and luck to everybody out there. Hope that you join us on Tuesday night for the regular show. And with that, I'll say good night. And have a safe weekend. Bye.